This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, even Rick Grenell is out there talking about how this is an intelligence failure. And again, I don't know how this could have slipped by everybody. Somebody somewhere had to have understood what was in the offing, at least a potential offing, with the attack on Israel. But folks, we are back. We are ready to continue talking about these major historic events that are going on. There's other news as well today we're going to be talking about. And don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, folks. You have found the place for news and politics in the overnight hours all across America. And we're, of course, broadcasting live on this Tuesday morning from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite up on the GCN network. Good morning to everybody there at GCN. And if you're streaming the show this morning, welcome to you as well. If you're working across America, if you're driving a big rig, you're traveling, you're working, you're out there, you're a police officer, you're a first responder, whatever you might be doing this morning, we're glad that you found us. And again, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, if you'd like to call in and opine. Well, I did mention Rick Grenell. He was talking with Newsmax, basically talking about the intelligence community's failure to protect Israel against Hamas's massive terror attack, this according to the article. And it's concerning, obviously, for the Middle East. And it's also on the hands of the Biden administration, this again according to former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell. He says, of course, this is an intelligence failure. If we didn't know about it or didn't quite have the pieces together, he says either we missed it or we didn't put the pieces together, and the analysts missed it. One of two things is clear, he said. He said he denounced an unprecedented admission from Mike Morrell, former Obama administration CIA director. He said something interesting happened within the last couple of hours. Mike Morrell, who used to be the head of the CIA, came out on Twitter and chastised the reporters who are focusing on the issue as an intelligence failure for America, Grenell said. What he said very clearly, and I just tweeted out, again, these are Grenell's words, he said very clearly that this is not an intelligence failure on America's part because the attacks happened in Israel. Now, Grenell goes on, he says, think about that. We're running away, running from our allies and kind of saying, well, they're on their own. Why would we share intelligence even if we knew it? This is not about our soil, unquote. So, folks, you know, this is going to be one of the big questions moving forward, and that is, who knew what, and when did they know it, and could this possibly have been prevented? I think that's a very, very fair question to ask. And Rick Grenell is a very smart guy. I appreciate his opinion and his insight very much, and I don't think he'd be talking about this if he didn't feel very strongly about it. So definitely, this is going to be the big question moving forward. And once again, we want to hear from you, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. And of course, we've got Nikki Haley, who's also talking about the $6 billion, and she was on Meet the Press, and she had this to say, because again, none of this makes any sense. right? We didn't know this was happening. We just happened to just unfreeze $6 billion, even though they're saying, well, they never spent anything on it. But listen to what Nikki Haley had to say about this.
I actually think it was irresponsible for Secretary Blinken to say that the $6 billion doesn't weigh in here. I mean, let's be honest with the American people and understand that Hamas knows and Iran knows they're moving money around as we speak because they know $6 billion is going to be released. That's the reality. When I was at the United Nations, you saw that when those planes full of cash sent by Obama to Iran, I went to the International Atomic Energy Agency. I met with them. What happened was those funds were sent to Hezbollah in Lebanon. They were sent to Hamas in Gaza. They were sent to the Houthis in Yemen. They go and spread terrorism every time they get a dollar. It doesn't go to the Iranian people.
So there you have Nikki Haley. Yeah, that's right. She brings up, remember the vast pallets of cash. Vast pallets of cash. What are we shipping over to Iran? Easy. Big pallets of cash. No big deal. It's all fine. And they're not going to use it for terrorism or anything. All right. We do have Jack in Riverside, California, holding on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Kyle. I want to go into a little history of this whole thing. Operation Paperclip, Prescott Bush brought the Nazis over to the country. And President Truman signed the NSA Act, they call it the Nazi Security Act, into law on September 18, 1947. So the Nazis took over the country and American policy. 1948 came around, and this decision to make this State of Israel, well, the Nazis were behind that. And what happened was Franklin Roosevelt, who said, I don't want to set up a nation of Israel. I want to bring the Jews to the United States of America. Well, he was killed with the ice bullet by the OSS, sitting for a portrait. And so what happened was the Nazis set up Israel, the map of Israel, and everything else. And I was thinking to myself, Roosevelt was right. California, we have a population of, what, almost 50 million people. So the Jews could have been brought here and what, 5 million more people? So.
Well, very interesting. Yeah, very.
Causing the situation is if the Jews had been brought over to California instead of going to the Middle East, it's not that they're Jewish. It's just Western European, and they don't fit in there. So that never should have happened. And
all right.
The Jews had been brought to California.
Well, Jack in Riverside, it's some very interesting. Yeah, a very interesting perspective here on this Tuesday morning, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be back right after this short break, pay some bills, and we're back after this.
Third Watch. It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back, folks, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. We are traveling across your radio dial in the overnight areas, overnight hours, I should say, and in the overnight areas, wherever those things may be, all across America. And it is a live Tuesday morning program. We're talking about the news. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about politics. And we do have a lot more to tell you about on the program this morning. And coming up in about 30 minutes or so, we're going to not only have our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning, where we tell you all about the weather, especially for our truckers out there going across country, but we're also going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com in about 30 minutes or so, and talking about all these latest developments going on. And then later on in the morning, in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, about this, about these hostilities, this war, really, is what it is, in Israel, and get his military and learned perspective on that. So we've got a lot to do, a lot of ground to cover this morning. And by the way, once again, the toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. We want to give a shout-out as well to an affiliate that joined us here this morning, here just a little while ago. They come on about 12 midnight, that's Pacific time, or 3 in the morning, that's Eastern time, that's 101.5 KDON. They're the talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 KDON. And, of course, many of you listen to the program for a while, and those of you who know me, you know I've been to Las Vegas, I don't know how many countless times over my life. And one of the things I really like about making a Las Vegas trip is I love the drive across the desert. I really just kind of makes me sort of reset by the time I actually get to Vegas, and then I'm ready to have fun and ready to have something great to eat. And sometimes you get to see a great show, and sometimes you can win a little bit. I'm not going to say I'm pretty unlucky when it comes to that, but I have had a couple of times when it hit pretty good, and so you went home saying, saying, "Hey, well, that was a good trip." And also, of course, the people in Las Vegas have actually been able to do some business over there as well over the years, and the people of the town of Las Vegas are really, really something. So, welcome again, 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. All right, let's tell you about this, because this comes to us from Town Hall, by the way. This is from Katie Pavlich. Hostages are being held in cages as Hamas threatens executions on live television. After murdering hundreds of innocent civilians over the weekend, Hamas terrorists captured at least 100 hostages and took them back to the Gaza Strip. The conditions for the hostages are nothing short of horrific, she writes, as they are reportedly being held in cages. Again, folks, this is very grisly stuff. Women have been raped and their children have been tormented. Anybody who would support this kind of thing, to think this somehow is just, it's the resistance, and finally there, it's like we heard from the Pakistani ambassador there from the Human Rights Council talking about, well, you know, this is so long of keeping apart and this kind of thing, illegal blockage of Gaza, and it goes on and on and on, the illegal foreign occupation. Somehow, is this okay? Is this the world we live in right now? I mean, I just can't accept that. And I don't think that you accept it either. This is a quick audio from a Fox News report where you have Trey Yingst describing exactly what Katie Pavlich is talking about in her article there on Town Hall. Let's listen in.
As for the conditions of the hostages inside Gaza, there are cages that they're holding them in. We have seen incredibly disturbing videos published by Hamas and Islamic Jihad of small children being pushed around, mothers being dragged through the streets, grandmothers being forced to hold weapons. The conditions are likely horrific. This is truly a nightmare, and the people inside Gaza are experiencing hell on earth. There is no other way to describe it.
Again, this kind of report. Now, if you were a student in a history class and you were learning about something that happened, you know, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, and you would hear a description like this. May not have been a media description per se, but you'd learn about these atrocities that would have happened in the past. And you'd learn about them and look at them in a historical context. And yes, it would affect you. And yes, you would be moved by it. But you would also, to some degree, it would be detached in the sense that it's long ago, it's way back in history, and it's a very, very sad thing. But this happened yesterday, okay? And that, my friends, is the thing that so many of us are having such a hard time wrapping our heads around, that this is actually occurring now. And it's not a disconnected historical event that was long ago. And everybody who was involved in it is, you know, is long gone and long dead and buried and this kind of thing. That's not happening. And so to think of this kind of inhumanity person to person is just, again, unthinkable. And I don't want to belabor it too much, but I wanted you to hear that description because, again, this kind of thing is just out of our experience in so many ways. And I say that because here we are in the United States of America. We don't have the same issues that Israel does in the grand sense. We have terrorist attacks. We had 9/11, the spectacular attack on this grand scale. But in the day-to-day sense, we haven't experienced the ongoing onslaught that Israel has for a very, very long time. And obviously, the size of Israel is also it's a big, big point here as well, because Israel is such a small country comparatively. And they're surrounded on all sides, basically, and incursions into Israel are incredibly devastating because, again, there's only a certain several miles wide, right, this country is. And it's devastating when something like this happens. And so to have to constantly be on guard, to constantly have to be ready, to constantly, and then actually have this thing happen, again, is just unthinkable. And in our experience, of course, we're going to be sending them help. We're going to be sending them material, money, of course, I believe is already sent over there. But one of the biggest things we're going to have to fight against is the perception somehow that Israel is this, you know, brutal apartheid state that's oppressing people, and on it goes. When Hamas is a terror group that actually does suppress people, that actually does rule with an iron fist, as it were, and that does not allow for any other kind of diversity, doesn't allow for any difference of opinions, this kind of thing. They took over Gaza, basically. And can you imagine a world that would be run by people who are of the ilk of Hamas, or of the ilk of the Taliban, or of the ilk of any other sort of, you know, fascist, if you want to call it that, group that wants to rule over another group? And by the way, I think it's important to point out that ethnicity doesn't enter into it in that grand sense. You can have any kind of oppressive regimes. A caller earlier mentioned the Nazis. Well, the Nazis had to be absolutely destroyed at a major cost to all of humanity. But the Nazi regime was destroyed because it had to be. There's just no doubt about it. Planet Earth couldn't survive a Third Reich that would have gone on for not just 1,000 years, but for 20 years or 100 years. And we're in the same kind of boat right now. We have the same problem, because these are matters of hatred. They're matters of wanting to rule over another person. There's nothing to do here with freedom, with self-determination, any of these things. And I'm not trying to be dark. I'm really not trying to be dark. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. But I am saying that in our country, in our great experiment in this country, in the United States, we are as if a blip, a little blip on the screen of history, because the typical default is tyranny in some form or another. And we are the experiment. And our friends in Israel are also about freedom and self-determination. And you have people that want to come in and not only destroy them because of their ethnicity, but also because they do love freedom. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number. If you'd like to give me a call, let me know what you think this morning as we go through this live Tuesday morning edition. Stay right there.
Third Watch. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel triggered the start of an all-out war over the weekend. This is now the third day of Israeli forces battling the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Biden said they are still working to confirm, but believes it's likely American citizens are being held by Hamas. the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American, United, and Delta have halted flights to Tel Aviv. The decision aligns with travel advisories from the U.S. State Department. San Francisco restaurants are implementing new fees for their bottomless brunches.
In the event of a person drinking too much, then puking in the restaurant, a new cleaning fee will be implemented. For instance, an Oakland restaurant plans to charge $50 for guests who drink too much.
That's John Schaefer reporting. I guess, know your limit. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through and rocket through this early morning Tuesday edition of the program. And don't forget, the toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine this morning about the news of the day. Of course, what's happening in Israel, we're keeping you up to date with the latest developments, of course, as they come in to the wire. Because right now, over in Israel, I believe it's about 10:30 in the morning, and it's 3:30 basically in the morning Eastern time in the United States. But once again, 1-877-969-8600. This portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, caring hands helping sore feet. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Their board certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry, and their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, their patients are their first and their highest priority. So check them out, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them on the web at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's all one word, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. You want to check them out today. And their wound care, by the way, world class. And so if you have need of that, we do implore you to check them out. You'll be glad that you did. Okay, once again, folks, welcome back to the show, 1-877-969-8600. And, oh, by the way, since we're talking about some affiliates this morning, we gave a shout-out to KDON there, the Talk of Las Vegas. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 920 in Atlanta, Georgia. That's AM 920, The Answer, there in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the program this morning. Hope that you are doing well. We've got other news to tell you about, of course, in addition to what's happening in Israel, the ongoing issues there. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has now announced an independent run for president of the United States. That's right. He announced this on Monday. He's dropping out of the Democrat primary. No, one of the reasons, of course, I'm sure, is because, well, you know, he couldn't get Biden to debate him. It's not that he couldn't get him to debate him, but Biden's not going to go out and debate anybody at this point. And the Democrat Party is kind of pretending that RFK Jr. doesn't really exist. But RFK Jr. exists, that's for sure, and he's actually making some impacts. Now, whether or not conservative Republicans, for example, might go out and vote for him, there is a definite bridging there, at least in terms of some of the energy of Kennedy's campaign, some of the energy of what he's talking about, some of the common ground things that he's talking about. And I don't think the Democrat Party elite really like that very much. Now, one of the reasons Kennedy, I think, has been able to get the traction that he's gotten has been, of course, because he's had to bypass a lot of the mainstream media, and he's gone on to using social media. He's been on podcasts, been on radio programs, things like that, and he's actually been able to make a splash. Let's listen to just a brief part of his announcement declaring his independent run for president. And as we know, we've seen some of these polls recently that have shown that a strong independent candidate can be a major spoiler for Joe Biden. So is this going to go in the hopper now in terms of, well, are we really going to replace Joe Biden? They might be talking about in the vaunted halls of power of the Democrat Party elite, right? As the, you know, these large marble columns, you walk in, I'm sure they're these large marble columns, and the sound reverberates, and they all, and then, you know, they sort of, you know, sit up on Mount Olympus or something like that. But let's listen in to RFK Jr. Speaking to a group of people declaring his independent run.
Despair to rage, back to despair again. The country is sitting aside, on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, cheated, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
You hear him chanting there for him. Seems like a lot of people at this gathering, by the way, as well.
But I've also seen hope. I've traveled millions of American miles across my career. And to quote Tennyson, I am part of all whom I have met. For 40 years, Americans across the country have fortified me with their courage and their idealism. But this year, I have witnessed an upwelling of optimism that I've never seen before. And optimism isn't the same thing as denial. We have to acknowledge the truth. We do face a decaying infrastructure and record levels of suicide, depression, addiction, chronic disease. We do face an entrenched political corruption and an inequality of wealth not seen in a century. But the good news is that people like yourselves are finally fed up.
So there you have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And one of the reasons I wanted to play that clip for you is because, of course, he's tapping in to a feeling out there, and I think it's going to bridge between Republicans, you know, rank and file Republicans and rank and file Democrats, and he's touching upon something. And basically, oh, by the way, so in this gathering, there was someone out in the crowd, and they had a sign, and it was a homemade sign. It wasn't one of the signs that, you know, you're sort of given at some of these things, but it said, "I want Camelot." And, of course, you remember back to the early 60s, John F. Kennedy coming into office, the torch being passed to a new generation, right? His inaugural speech, ask not what you can do for your country. Pardon me, I've got it backwards already. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And there was a different feeling, a new feeling in many ways. And by the way, John F. Kennedy could not get arrested in the Democrat Party today. Joe Biden and John F. Kennedy seem like they're just light years apart. Joe Biden says some of these different things, but the Democrat Party in general, I don't think would embrace John Kennedy today. They're certainly not embracing Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think for many of the same reasons. But when I saw this sign out there, it says, I want Camelot. Well, what does that really mean? It's not a go back to some time where it was just kind of, you know, it's just sort of Pollyannish, and we really didn't have any real problems and things. We had all kinds of problems in the beginning of the 1960s. There's no doubt about that. But John F. Kennedy represented, and again, this goes beyond traditional party affiliations, I think, but he represented something about America, something about moving forward, something about the future that he was able to tap into. In fact, during the campaigns, one of the reasons he was able to trounce Nixon the way that he did, and it was a very close election, I know that, but generally speaking, I think the country picked John F. Kennedy, and I think they picked him for a very specific reason. But even in the campaign, even though Kennedy suffered from very bad back and this kind of thing, there was always motion in that campaign. I remember learning about this way back in the day. There was always motion. There was what they called vigorous walking, and they'd walk along the beach, and they'd walk along the thing, and it was always sort of moving forward, right? And it was very indicative of, I think, where people wanted to go into the future. So I want Camelot, I think, is a callback to that, a callback to the idea that maybe there can be more unity, maybe there can be more sense of singular purpose, a collective purpose, where our economy gets better, our national security is there. Kennedy was a very, he's a war hero, right? World War II and PT-109. I mean, there was a mentality then that was different than today. So whether RFK Jr. can really tap into that, whether he can actually personify that, remains to be seen. But now he's just jettisoned the Democrat Party and says, okay, I'll go it alone. Now, does he have a chance, at least traditionally speaking, to go out there and just win big? And, you know, it's very hard, incredibly difficult to win the presidency as an independent. Yes, remember Ross Perot came out and tried to do that with the Reform Party and this kind of thing. It's hard to be an independent in that grand sense, also because you have to get people to come and work in your cabinet. You have to be able to put together coalitions. You have to have the support of a party. All these things are just kind of a built-in factor these days. Whether you like it or not, that's part of it. But it's going to be a very interesting campaign, because the things that he'll go out there and talk about and the things that he'll say are going to, in by definition, have to be bounced off of Biden and bounced off of the GOP, bounced off of Trump even, if Trump continues and with the popularity and the poll numbers and so forth. This will have some kind of impact overall. So we're going to watch it pretty closely. So very interesting. RFK Kennedy Jr. going to make an independent run for president. I don't know if anybody else is going to go out there and do that, but it's significant, at least in terms of some of the impact it may have on the overall race. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call, and we'll be right back with our second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. We've got a great song. Stay right there.
Watch. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And bringing us back in here to the fourth segment of hour number two. We're glad that you're along with us. 1-877-969-8600. That's the call-in line. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And we're going to head right in to our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. Those of you new to the program, it's our honor, it's our privilege, it's our solemn duty to make sure that our truckers, our travelers, everybody working out there across the overnight hours in America, that we keep you up, we keep you pumped up, we keep you ready to keep going all throughout the night, because we're right here with you. Let's start off here this time with a little bit of Journey.
Yeah.
the days when Journey could just do no wrong, especially back in those days, Frontiers, Escape, those albums, and they absolutely just dominated. And, of course, Steve Perry, Jonathan Cain, Neil Sean, one of the founders of Journey, of course, on the lead guitar. They just, as I said, they went through a period of time that you could just do no wrong. And that's really indicative of a lot of bands in history. They get a maybe a 4 or 5 year period, if they're lucky, right, where they have that kind of success. And they continue on into the future, of course. But it's always, you look back and say, oh, yeah, those albums. Yeah, and that's Frontiers, Escape. Those albums are just big, big, big hits. All right. Well, welcome back again, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to continue here to tell you a little bit about what the weather looks like out there. Then we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Up in the northern part of the country this morning, if you're in parts of the eastern part of North Dakota, over into pretty much the entire northern half of Minnesota, you've got a freeze warning that's going on there. Temperatures as low now as 27 degrees expected in some areas, so it's definitely starting to get cold. It's beginning to look a little bit like, well, not Christmas yet. It's October. It's not even Halloween. I'm not going there. But it's a little bit like winter, right? At least it's fall. But frost advisory, if you're in St. Paul and south of there, heading on down through the northern part part of Iowa, I should say. All through Iowa, over towards the northern part of Illinois, through Indiana, Kentucky. You've got a special weather statement there going on there. Patchy light frost possible tonight, looks like in the entire eastern part of Kentucky. Over into, let's see here, Virginia. We've also got patchy fog this morning in the western, well, it's the western part of Virginia. That's why I'm going to say it's not West Virginia. It's the western part of Virginia. We'll deal with that. Frost advisory, this is up near New Hampshire. This would be north of Massachusetts. Up there, she got a frost advisory going on there. We do have a wind advisory to tell you about. This is going to be in Southern California. So if you're heading out I-15 up towards Barstow on your way to Las Vegas, you have a wind advisory, and that's going to head on up towards Ridgecrest as well. To round it out, we got a freeze watch happening in Reno as you head up I-80 towards Winnemucca. And again, rain in the forecast and the offing for Tuesday and Wednesday for our friends in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. Once again, now you got the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their rewards during the month of October. Earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, and you can unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. And by the way, if you just download the My Rewards Plus app in and of itself, you can start saving money, earning points on other stuff as well, and also you can save time. So once again, pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com. And again, the number to call in if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, 1-877-969-8600. It is a Tuesday morning. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, we're glad that we're going along there with you. And part of this program, of course, is to keep you updated on breaking news and also to talk about these different issues, talk about these different stories that we're seeing, and especially our good friend Denise Simon, who will be with us here in just a little bit. We'll be talking about the latest things going on in Israel. Definitely want to get her opinion on RFK Jr. Splitting away from the Democrat Party and going independent for his bid for the presidency, and also along with some of the other day's news as well. And she's also very, very astute at some of these intelligence issues that go on, and so want to get her opinion on the intelligence matters as well. So we'll be with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. And once again, my name's Kyle Warren. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad to have you aboard, and especially if you're listening on 101.5 KDON, the Talk of Las Vegas. If you're on AM 920 in Atlanta, that's AM 920, The Answer. And also up in the Washington area near Walla Walla, this is an affiliate that came on not all that long ago, KUJ 1420 AM, also on 98.7 AM, pardon me, FM in Walla Walla. So welcome to everybody. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, indeed. And, well, it's still going on in Israel. We understand that there's some 1,500 dead Hamas terrorists that they found now in Israeli territory. This according to the IDF. But what do you make of some of these protests and that weird moment of silence from the, I think, the Pakistani ambassador in the U.N. Security Council, yeah. The U.N. Human Rights Council?
Well, I think we're finding out that Trump was right when, during his administration, he defunded some of these divisions of the United Nations. I think that we necessarily need to could do it again, especially UNRWA, which is the Palestinian rights part of it all. I mean, they're absolutely worthless. I often asked in the last year or so, after Islamic State, you know, what happened to terrorism? Well, suddenly it's back, isn't it? Because, there's an awful lot of terrorist organizations that are, raising their heads again. And, they're celebrating a lot of this, against, Israel. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, Harakat al-Shabaab al-Mujahideen, Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent. So, they're all out there again, ladies and gentlemen. And, big question is how many of their operatives have come across our southern border or are staging someplace.
That is a really important point that you just made. And, you know, when we come back from the top of the hour news, everybody will hear their local news, and we'll be back right after that with Denise Simon. But, Denise, I want you to expand on that because something else could happen here. They could be here now, and we'll ask you about that when we return from the top of the hour news. So, Denise, stay right there, folks. Also, don't forget 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in. If you have a question or comment for Denise, and we will see you on the other side.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.